5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back in to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. And yes, I am I'm live from the old basement today. So kind of lounging around, just doing radio. You can't beat it. Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline, Bodie Hume of the UNC Bears men's basketball team. Bodie, my friend, you staying safe out there today?
I am. Basically at the home all day today.
You can't beat it, man. I brought home the equipment last night thinking this was going to happen. This is the first time I've ever done the show like this. So, yeah, we're making some radio history today.
Absolutely.
Bodie, what a comeback from you guys on Monday, trying to close that thing out to end up losing to Portland State 79-76. First off, I know everything makes everything a little bit better when you can go out and have some great food at Cables. I know you went to Cables on Saturday. What'd you order? I know you were talking with the owners there.
Yeah, I did. I tried the calzone. It was really, really good. And it was a lot of fun, a lot of experience. See, everyone that went knew each other, and it was actually really cool.
Cables, pub and grill, and that was what Sean had joked about. He's like, I know Bodie loves the pub mac and cheese and the spaghetti, but we got to branch out, man. We got to try some new stuff. So it sounds like you were doing that. So good for you.
Yep, exactly.
Love Cables. Appreciate them. We will give you some opportunities throughout the program too to give folks can win some gift cards. Do we have $20 gift certificates?
There you go.
For Cables as well. So you can't beat that, Bodie, my friend. The good news about this, the way the scheduling worked out with the Portland State matchup, you guys get a chance to go right back at it with this team tomorrow night.
Absolutely, we're very excited for that. It's something that we've been looking forward to since we lost, honestly, and it's just something that we're ready to capitalize on.
And it was one of those games. I mean, this was an interesting one because you looked at the Weber State game, and the first half you guys were absolutely rocking and rolling. And then, as we talked about, the second half was what it was, and Weber State gets the win. This was kind of the opposite of that. You guys started off with 30 points in the first half to Portland State's 51, but then you come roaring back and made this thing, tied it up at one point, too. Like we said, didn't quite get over that hump to complete it, but this was kind of similar to the Weber State game, just kind of reversed.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think there was a lot of similarities in the bad halves and the good halves. For us, we just dug ourselves in a hole way too early in the game and couldn't get ourselves out of it. I think if we just have a little bit better half in the first half, we end up winning that game. And it's tough, but it happens, and you just kind of got to capitalize on it for the next time.
Yeah, looking forward, as we talked about, you got Portland State tomorrow night. A lot of basketball coming up for you guys, though, assuming, of course, we're keeping our eyes on scheduling and such. But Portland State tomorrow night, Northern Arizona on Saturday, and then Northern Arizona again on Monday. This is starting to feel like last year when you guys would play the teams back-to-back. Do you like that side of it? You like being able to see the same team, like, pretty much two nights later?
Yes and no. I think there's positives and negatives. The positive is you do get to play them back to back and just kind of get it out of the way, and it's fresh in your mind, like who you're guarding and who you're playing, instead of having to go from different team to different team saying, oh, this guy can shoot, but the guy we're playing on Saturday can't, you know. And that's for matchups, it's definitely a lot easier. I think the negative side of it is they get to go against you twice, and they get to see your offensive scheme and just kind of plan accordingly a lot quicker, and it's fresh in their minds as well.
After going back and watching the film of that loss to Portland State, what stood out to you? What were they doing in that first half that really had you guys, you know, kind of discombobulated? Because obviously at halftime you make adjustments. You came rocking and rolling out of that second half. So talk to us about what they were doing that first half and what changed in the second.
Yeah, so truthfully, we didn't change our game plan at all going into the second half. The coaches were very very adamant on the game plan we had, and it was a great game plan, and we had to just play better. So the first half compared to the second half, it was definitely a player standpoint. We wanted pride, and we wanted to be able to play well and not get blown out by 30 against Portland State at Portland State. So it was on us, and the coaches did a great job calling plays and helping us out on defense, but we just shot ourselves in the foot on the court, and that's what ultimately hurt us a lot.
Yeah, so it was more or less, you look at it and say it was execution at that side. You know, the game plan was fine, the blueprint was there, and then in the second half, you guys just started executing.
Absolutely. We started playing more aggressive. We started playing with more heart and more ability to want to win.
Is it? I mean, how does the process work? The game plan for Portland State on Monday night, is it essentially? Is it just a copy and paste for tomorrow night? Is that, or are you guys tweaking a few things? Is it a different approach because of the way that things went down on Monday?
Definitely have a couple things that we're going to work on offensively and defensively. We have a Zoom coming up in order to find out what we can do offensively and defensively to help us win the game. We're going to tweak a few things, but not necessarily change our whole game plan. We're a good team, and we stick to what we know, and that's what we're going to do. And ultimately, it's going to help us win these games.
Talk to us about your teammate, Daitlin Kuntz. He had one of those games again, Bodie, where he was just kind of unstoppable in that Portland State game. 30 points for him. And I'm always amazed when he has the ball so much, too. Only 3 turnovers, but 30 points for Daitlin Kuntz. He does continue to put up big numbers.
Yeah, he's playing absolutely nuts with the ball right now. He's been great for us all year. I mean, he's leading the Big Sky in scoring for us, which is huge. And it's really fun to watch him go. It seems like no one can stop him from getting on his left hand, which it blows my mind. You know, like we scout guys for days upon days and say, like, oh, don't force him left. So obviously teams do the same thing, and he still gets to the rim every time he wants to go left. So it's really something incredible to see.
Yeah, no question. I mean, again, when you guys are all clicking like that, when he's penetrating and he's getting those points, that's opening up, as we've talked about on this show several times, the three-pointers on this team. So when you guys can get that recipe rolling, I've said it on the show several times, you guys can hang with almost anybody out there when you get that perfect recipe, when everything's clicking how you guys want it to.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think when we have the opportunities to knock down open shots and Daitlin are driving and Matt driving to the rim and kicking out or scoring and finishing it with core underneath the rim as well, it just helps everything run so much more smoothly. And ultimately, it causes us to be so much better. I mean, you've seen it in examples with Arizona and CSU and Southern Utah and even the first half of Weber State.
We're talking to Bodie Hume of the UNC Bears. We get together with Bodie every single week, thanks in part to First Advantage. I'm meeting up with those guys, Matt and Jeff, coming up on Friday. I absolutely love those guys. First Advantage, I tell you what, they are diehard Bears fans. They support this program through thick and thin, and I know they've supported you through thick and thin. So for you, I mean, I know personally it's great to have just their backing behind you all these years.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't ask for better fans and better support from a lot of the community in Greeley, Colorado.
All right, last one for you, Bodie. Looking at the conference now, it's been interesting for you guys. As we said, a couple of strange losses, but then you had the Idaho State game again postponed, so you still have that going on with COVID protocols and such. How do you view where you guys are right now? Sitting at a 500 record overall, 5-3 in the conference, kind of you're in the upper portion for sure, kind of middle of the standings at this stage. Do you look at this and say, man, I really feel our best basketball is in front of us as we get down maybe this last stretch of games?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's been preached to us as well, as like we know that we have to be playing our best basketball going into the tournament. That's the most important part for us. So really we lost our way a little bit and we ended up finding it together, and it should be a lot of fun ending this season, being able to just, you know, go out there and play our best and know that we really got nothing to lose. So it's really what we can do.
I'm looking forward to it. We're looking forward to, again, tomorrow night as well. Be careful out there. If you have to get out and about, stay safe, my friend Bodie. Always love following this program. Love catching up with you each and every week.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on.
All right, my man. Well, we'll meet up at Cables next week. Sound good to you?
All right, sounds great.
All right, my man. Be safe. We'll talk to you soon. That was Bodie Hume of the UNC Bears, and the Bears looking to bounce back right now. They've got Portland State again at home. Then, as we said, on Saturday, they're at Northern Arizona, turn back around for a Monday game, and then again a Thursday game, I think. Is that right? Yeah, Monday. No, Wednesday, right? Or Thursday, I don't know. They're going to be playing a game every other night or every two nights from this point on. So you're going to get your UNC Bears fix, and we'll see if they can string together some wins. Looking at the standings right now, Weber State running the table, sitting at 10-1 in the conference. You got Montana State and Montana and Southern Utah all with 2 losses apiece. They're trying to make their moves as well. UNC is very much still in the thick of it, only 2 games behind Weber State. They do have a chance to play Weber State again on the road on February 19th, which we all know how difficult of a place that is for the Bears to win. But still, very much in front of them. This was a bummer of a week, you know, if we want to talk about basketball. Basketball has been so positive up here. But you have, you know, UNC losing two games in a row to Weber State and Portland State over the beginning of this week and last week. You have the CSU Rams losing to UNLV and Wyoming in that border war the other night. So that was rough. The Nuggets absolutely get annihilated by Minnesota. The Buffs scored like 5 points on Sunday night, 43 points. So as good as basketball has been in the area, as much as we've had fun covering all the positives surrounding it, last week kind of knocked all of the area teams that we cover on this program around a little bit. So can we get a bounce back? Can we start with that tomorrow? Time will tell, I suppose. The Nuggets are at it tonight, back-to-back. They're going up against Utah. So maybe getting smoked and letting Nikola Jokic rest for a little bit was a good thing. So the Nuggets back at it tonight. Portland State, UNC tomorrow. CU and Oregon tomorrow as well. CU did beat Oregon last time around, but, man, they looked really rough on Sunday night. And, of course, CSU and San Diego State going at it on Friday. So a lot of basketball still to come throughout the season. So don't panic just yet. I do feel like the goals for all of those teams are still very much in front of them. CU, again, going to be a harder road as far as getting into March Madness than I think the rest of the programs we talk about, but I guess that's what we're here for. We're going to see what happens. 16 minutes after the hour, shout out to On the Rocks Liquor for being one of our great sponsors. They do our Game Beer of the Week. They're celebrating their 11th year in business, and we couldn't be happier working with them. We'll take a short break on the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1. and 1310 KFKA.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.